The most important and the most life-changing lesson that I have learned as a result of practicing mindfulness over the years, and not that it takes that long, it may just be that way for me, I have no way to know, but being able to connect the dots on some of the things that I have learned over the years, not only about myself and also about my responses to all kinds of situations that come up in life, but this most important lesson, and it really has changed my life in a lot of ways. It's still a work in progress. I have not gotten there yet. But ultimately, it is the appreciation, what I have found the truth to be, and this is there again, this is only for me. I can't know it for anyone else. But this truth is that all there really is, whether I want it to be this way or not, whether I like the way it is or not, is that all that there really is ultimately is each present moment, what is right here and right now. The question is whether or not I choose to be present for that, whether or not I am open to opening my own heart to what that is and opening my mind as a result as well. I really find in a lot of cases that it is not an accident at all that many of the ancient Eastern teachings and many indigenous teachings all over the world speak about this connection between the heart and mind. And not to get overly technical about all this, but it is really that experience of opening, you know, allowing my heart to be more open, and it allows my mind to be more open, or vice versa. But I say all this to say that taking a look at the past three decades, what has really been the most healing for me? And I can say honestly that I started mindfulness practice just to feel better. I was had struggled all my life with chronic depression, and I understood and got this sense that somehow I could possibly practice something that allowed me to, and does continue to still allow me to, be able to cultivate and create some headspace in between me and these thoughts that are occurring in my head, and that just because I happen to be the one thinking them. And also, I would go a step further to say that it's not only a matter of me being the person thinking these thoughts, it also, and this is not to escape responsibility, this isn't really a question of responsibility or accountability, but also being open to appreciate that these thoughts occur whether I want them to or not. I may not be actively choosing all of the thoughts that are going on in my head. Sometimes, yes, I know for sure that I am, but not always. So I can't control 100% of this, but I find myself as a human being that does have thoughts going through their head on a regular basis. And so the question is ultimately, do I allow myself to be here if I have been able to appreciate, even if it's just conceptually at first, and that's really the way it was for me, that this is each present moment, what actually is, and not the way that I think it should be, not the way that I'm trying to interpret it through my own mind or through my needs or my viewpoint or my perspective, but really being able to appreciate that this is what is. And it really, on another level of consciousness, that it doesn't even have anything to do with me at all. This is what is. I just happen to be here in this moment. And, you know, at a certain point in time that things are the way that they are. But I don't want to get too philosophical about this, because really what I am wanting to share is that what has made this life-changing, and it's available to anyone who undertakes this practice, and I've spoken to many people over the years who have been able to taste this and appreciate it, is that ultimately I can't really be here and be open to the present moment if I don't have a way to actually reliably be here in the present moment. And the only way for me to be here in the present moment, however it is, however I find myself, is to practice doing it and to pay attention to the only thing that really makes a difference in my experience of life, and that is what's happening in my head, what I'm thinking about it, what I'm believing about it, how I'm reacting to the emotions that are coming up within me that I many times can't control. But it is really just about recognizing that so much of my life has been entertaining thoughts of, if I don't really want to feel what I'm feeling in the present moment, if I really don't like the way it is in the present moment, if there's a tendency for beliefs to come up and form and really become and coalesce, and to the point where I really am believing them, and that is that somehow if I just go somewhere else, and it doesn't even have to be physically, if I can just go to another state of mind, if I can try to create a different state of mind, if I can look at something from a different perspective, in some cases, yes, it is me physically going elsewhere, looking for something else, only to find that no matter what I do, it's still the present moment. Things are what they are. It's kind of like the old saying, wherever we go, there we are. But that's really, to me, is the essence of this practice, is being more fully human, being in the moment, and recognizing that all of this, for at least for me, has been about being able to really be here, even if I don't like it, even if I don't want it, even if I think there's some other way that could be better. And if I could just somehow create different circumstances so that, and not to say that there's anything wrong with people wanting to change their lives, I totally get that. And I totally understand it. But I have found that in many cases, that, you know, there is a difference, at least I have found, between proactively wanting to change my life and reactively wanting to change it, not liking the way it is. And so I want to really not be open to that. My heart ends up being closed, my mind is closed, and I'm just busy off somewhere else mentally and maybe even physically trying to create the conditions that I think will be better, or find them if I think that they're already underway somewhere, and that if I can just put myself in that place. But that at the end of the day, all I have really been able to experience, whether I wanted to or not, and I can't say that it's not like I had any specific wisdom that I was born with or any specific gifts coming into this life. I just have been and am and continue to be a human being who has struggles, has learned a lot of lessons the hard way, has certainly been deluded at times, and certainly has believed things that really weren't necessarily, in the end, were not really true. And so where I find myself is where I find myself. And the question is, if I find myself where I find myself, even if I don't want to find myself here, no matter what I do, if this is the way that it is, then what is available to me? I can either suffer through that and I can resist it, fight against it, and ultimately not be open to it, or I can find a way to actually find what there is in this present moment, and to be more, and the biggest gift and the biggest surprise has been that even if I think that there's nothing here for me in this moment, the way that it is, right now, it is that there is so much more to life. There's so much of a rich and deep experience as a result of being able to practice being here, whether I want to be here or not. And it's not really that complicated. It's not easy to do, and it can sometimes be incredibly painful to be here and be present and feel what I'm feeling, thinking what I'm thinking, and reacting emotionally, and sometimes in ways that are very exhausting, can be very painful, can be very frustrating, and ultimately lead me nowhere other than finding myself here where I've been all along. It's just that I was not able to be present for it. But this practice really has, without me realizing it, has carved that out for me. All I've really done is engaged in the practice. I had no roadmap. I had no idea or no way to know that I would find myself here. And there's nothing miraculous about this. There's nothing that any human being can't ultimately find for themselves, is that these are the moments, whether I choose to be here for them or not. And I can live my entire life somewhere else, and it is very easy to do. And we certainly do live in a time when it is not difficult to do that. But I really do want to be here. There's been an appreciation of the fact that there is only so much of this here and now for me in this particular incarnation, and I just simply want to be here for it. Because there has been the biggest surprise has been that there really is something here, even if I don't think that there is. There is. And that is, to me, is the most beautiful surprise, and to me, the most life-changing part of this practice.